This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. on 94.9 FM, or online at joy.org.au/listen-live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/global-sounds.
That was a track called Alo Kimbaya by Kimbaya. They are a new musical collaboration that resulted when two young musicians met, those of songbird Rose Paez, born in Colombia, and pianist Vashti Sivel, a classically trained pianist from Sydney. Kimbaya are the support band for Atta Chiopalatas in the Sounds of Colombia event on the 4th of October at the Arts Centre Hamer Hall. And we are very privileged to have Kimbaya with us tonight. And welcome both you young ladies to Global Sounds.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Rose, can you tell us something about your backgrounds?
Well, I am from Cali, Colombia. I was born in the city of Salsa. And I am obviously Colombian, and I came here when I was 15 years old in the year 2000. And I met Vashti 3 years ago, but only this year we started collaborating on this project. Yeah.
And Vashti, you?
Yeah, yes, it says classical piano player, but that was a long time ago. I actually then went to jazz in Sydney. I'm from Sydney. And then discovered Latin music through some singers and friends of mine in Sydney, and have kept playing that music. Moved to Melbourne 3 years ago to pursue that, knowing that the music scene was slightly more healthy down here, and it really has been good.
That's great. And how did you two meet then?
We met in a festival. We met ages ago doing a girls' Latin band, but that didn't quite work. But then we worked this year in the Globe to Globe World Music Festival, and it worked really well. We did two originals of Vashti's songs, and the chemistry was just really good. So we met there.
Very quickly, we did a CD in 6 months. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've just got hold of it tonight, so, and I haven't had a chance to even listen to it yet. How long have you been collaborating together then?
Since then, since that festival in January?
February.
February.
Yeah, the beginning of February. Yeah.
So it's, we've just kept going at it really strongly.
Yeah, so when you realized you actually had a good blend of music and styles that you liked working together, so you just dove right in.
Yeah, exactly. We just went ahead and kept writing and writing and decided to do an album because it was coming quite easily.
Yeah.
So is the album all original music?
Yeah,
it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's all original music, and it just came really easy for both of us because Vashti has been in Latin music for such a long time. She's had like 10 years of experience almost, yeah?
Am I right? Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, and I've been singing in a few bands, but cover bands.
But it's chemistry's hard to find, like, anything.
Yeah, it's really hard, yeah.
So I'd been trying to collaborate with actually various singers before Rosie, and suddenly we just hit it on the nail on the head, and it's been really fun and enjoyable.
Vashti, how did you then make that move from classical piano to Latin music?
Yep. I studied jazz piano at Sydney Conservatorium, and through that I played in bands. Once I graduated, it was an obvious choice to find work in the scene there, actually, because there wasn't so much work in the jazz scene unless you did a lot of corporate work. So for creative projects, there was more work in that Latin scene. And a lot of players have migrated into that scene. Some stayed and some didn't. And basically, I fell in love with the style. As a piano player, it's almost like being a percussionist as well as a melodic player and a harmonic player. Right. So it's I found something that made sense to me and culturally. Yeah. I also enjoy that part of it too.
Right. You, Rose, how did you come about singing?
Well, I came in the year 2000 here, and I was actually a classical singer as well.
Nice.
I did sing classical, and I auditioned for the Victorian College of the Arts, but the secondary school, and I studied there until from year 10 to year 12. And then again, I moved into Monash University to do jazz improvisation. And so I've been singing since probably the age of 13, but I really study it here in Australia. Yeah.
I'd like to ask you, Rose, you came up with the name Kimbaya. How did you come up with that and what does it mean?
Well, me and Vashti came up with the name because we got inspired by the beautiful gold work of Colombia, Quimbaya civilization, who have done, if you go to Colombia, you go to the Museum of Gold, which is all this beautiful artwork made in gold. And we just got inspired by the beauty and the symbolism of being Colombian. And And also, we're actually going to call it Kimbara, the band, but then, you know, it just turned out to be Kimbaya. And
Kimbaya more represented Rosie's roots. And also Kimbara, if you Google it, there's just millions of things
Kimbaras.
Already.
Kimbaras.
So we tried to find something.
You tried to be a bit different.
Yeah. Vashti, have you been to Colombia?
Never been.
You've never been?
But I'm heading there in 2 weeks.
Oh, excellent. Are you both going?
Yeah, I'm taking you.
Sounds like fun.
Now, you said earlier it didn't take you long to get an album together. The album is called Kimbaya. It was released this month. How's it been received? Can you tell us about that?
So the project's called Kimbaya. The name of the CD is actually Uniendo Mundos, which is one of the tracks off the CD. Maybe you can actually translate that quickly.
It means uniting worlds.
Yep, uniting words.
Uniting worlds,
Which sort of represents Rosie and myself coming together from different cultures, different places. Plus the rest of the world and the fact that the world's becoming much more of a sort of globalized planet, really. Basically, the album came together in the last 6 months It's quite rapid for a band to do that. I already had a few ideas happening musically, and then I passed them across to Rosie, and Rosie put some themes and some lyrics. All of the songs are in Spanish except for one, which is a mixture of Spanish and English.
Spanglish.
And very recently we did our CD launch at Manchester Lane on the 13th of September. Which was great. Went really well.
It's been received really well. Yeah. Like a lot of support, which we weren't expecting that much support, but you know, we're really thankful.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tough scene as well. Yeah. The Latin music scene in Australia, there's no labels that really support that music. So
exactly. Yes. So it's always a struggle for new artists to actually break into the scene. And Rose, is there a large Colombian community in Australia and in Melbourne in particular?
There is. There is, the numbers are increasing. We're invading Melbourne, but to be honest, I don't really, you know, not...
You don't spend much time in the community.
Yeah, even though I want to, you know. Yeah. I know they have a cumbiamba, which is like, they dance cumbia for choric rhythms from Colombia, and they have a Colombian community. And so, yeah, I think there's more Colombians coming here to Australia, because, you know, they look people don't like them in USA. they get mislooked, you know, because they think they're gonna traffic drugs or something.
So everybody's everybody that looks a bit Latino is automatically a drug runner.
From Colombia.
Vashti, you looked as if you were about to say something.
Yeah, I was
on
just going to say, the interesting thing, because Rosie's saying that Colombia is the capital of salsa in South America and almost globally, really, as well. It's definitely up there. But it's got its own brand of salsa, you know? It's different to Cuban salsa, Puerto Rican salsa.
Yeah.
And basically, it's interesting because the Latin music scene in Australia... because of that fact, you'd think more of the Colombians would be in the scene, but it's actually not the case. It's more of the Chilean community seem to be make up a lot of the musicians in the scene, both in Sydney and Melbourne.
Right.
Yeah, well, probably because they've been around longer, I believe, the Chileans.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been around since Pinochet was in power and causing
havoc.
Yeah,
the Colombians are just arriving.
Just arriving, yes.
You know.
Soon they'll take over the place.
Who else will be playing with you on Sunday at the Sounds of Colombia?
We'll be having the timbal player called Toño, José Antonio Márquez, a conga player called Sebastián Orellana, backing vocalist Leo Salvo and Marcelo Salvo, bass player called Chris Hale, a saxophone player called Tim Wilson, and he'll be playing flute and clarinet too, actually.
So it sounds like a multinational group that you put together.
Yeah, yeah. Leo and Marcelo, they're Uruguayan.
Right.
But they are, like, very well known here in the Latin scene. They're the singers. They used to be... Marcelo used to be one of the singers of Rumberos, and Leo still sings.
Oh, Rumberos. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, with Rumberos,
Now, you...
Just wanted to talk with you. The timbal player comes down from Sydney as well. He's a sort of specialist of this music, so we've invited him to come down and perform with us.
Oh, that's great.
Sounds like fun.
Now, Rose and Vashti, you're the opening act for Ata Sia Pilatus at the Hamer Hall on Sunday. Are you followers of them?
I am. I was 8 years old when I heard the first song. In Colombia, they're very big.
Yes.
Very, very big. And I remember, I just remember one song, especially, you know, it was more like rock orientated. You know, she was way younger as well, Andrea Echeverri. But I'm very honored being Colombian to play with them. When they told me, you know, they got me the offer, I was like, screaming, like, you know, crying at the same time, laughing, a bit of everything.
Well, that's good for both of you that you're opening for such a well-known
They were Latin Grammy winners, so, you know.
Yeah, the music is quite good. We like them.
Yeah.
And well, thanks for chatting with us on Global Sounds at Joy 94.9. Kimbaya, that's the name of the group, and singer Rose Paez and pianist Vashti Sivel. And you can catch them at the Sounds of Columbia event. They will be on stage from 6 p.m. at the Hamer Hall, Sunday the 4th of October.
So thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much
thanks
for inviting
thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. That was Un Día Sí, Un Día No. One Day Yes, One Day No. That's from Kimbaya, from the album that's just been released, Uniendo Mundos. Vashi Sevel on piano and Rose Paez on vocals, with obviously quite a few guests on that. And on the album, in one of the special guests is Lulo Reinhardt, who's one of the top flamenco guitarists.
He is.
I'm not sure which track he's
in. We had the privilege of talking to him here not so long ago.
And Kimbaya, they're going to be on the 4th of October at Hamer Hall, as part of the Sons of Colombia show.
You're tuned to Simon Sorrell and Paul Miguel with Global Sounds on Joy 94.9.
Die größten Elektronenhirne der Welt wurden einer internationalen Übersetzerkommission zur Verfügung gestellt, um den Schlüssel zu dieser unbekannten Sprache zu finden.
This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. That was the Cumbia Cosmonauts, tropical space cowboys who mix up raw Afro-Caribbean cumbia roots music of Colombia with Central European instrumentation. Mexican electronic sonideros, Peruvian chicha funk, and the experimentation with Argentina's Villera ghetto cumbia for dance floors. That sounds wonderful. They're going to perform at the Interval in the foyer of the Hamer Hall for the Sounds of Colombia event on the Sunday, the 4th of October. And we are privileged to have with us tonight Moses Aitan, who goes also under the name, or better known probably, as Saka Lemoy DJ. He's from the Cumbia Cosmonauts. Welcome to Global Sounds on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for having me on the program.
Can you tell our listeners something of your background and what type of music you play?
Well, my ethnic background, I was born in Switzerland.
Oh, right.
And accordion sounds were always very present there. So I think that wasn't a conscious thing, but it sort of stuck in my brain.
No alpenhorns too?
Alpenhorns too, but it's kind of for the dance floor.
Yeah,
alpenhorns are not so good.
No, people trip over them, don't they?
And fast forwarding, and then my mum's Australian, yeah. My dad's Swiss, and fast forwarding a few years into the future, into closer to the present. I began my career in music as a DJ, so that's why I'm pretty dance floor focused usually.
Right.
And a couple of years, I've also lived in Mexico, and that's where I sort of really got into some of the experimental cumbias over there. I'd already known the more traditional Colombian sounds, which of course is what this show is about, Colombia. But in Mexico and lots of other parts of Latin America, cumbia has also undergone sort of different evolutions, and now in Australia as well with my group. So I went there a couple of years ago for a tour and saw some amazing cumbia DJs, and that started collecting the music like crazy and sort of in the underground scene, and got impatient about waiting for tracks that just didn't get released, and I'd have to know the person producing them, and started teamed up with two guys here, Soup, and also known as Thomas Campbell, and Carlos Barraga, who's actually of Colombian background.
And that's a good name for a DJ with a surname like Campbell, isn't it?
Yeah, that's he kind of got stuck with it. Was his nickname in high school, so, but he's just kept the names.
Is cumbia easy type of music to actually transfer to modern electronic style for the dance floor?
It is very easy because it's, like the way that especially it's been interpreted outside Colombia, it's it's just, if you have that basic rhythm in there, then it can be classified as cumbia. But inside Colombia, of course, it is a much more intricate and much more developed style of music. So they are a bit more precious about it there. But what's happened to it in Argentina, in Peru, in Bolivia, in Mexico, is that it's become a bit more it isn't a sacred sort of genre of music.
Yes.
It's like the lower classes will play it and they can do whatever they want. You don't hear it much in the concert halls. You'll hear it in the ghetto, or out in the country where it's just played for it doesn't reach a big stage. It's a mainstream in terms of its popularity, but not it's not funded by, it's not considered high culture.
Right.
So that's kind of what really excited me about it. Mm. But of course, in terms of good quality stuff, there's also amazing things coming from Colombia. And let's say, as a source of samples for many DJs, they will often go to the Colombian stuff because the way they produced it back in the day was so good. But a lot of the philosophy behind how to approach it, for the Cumbia Cosmonauts, for example, comes from outside Colombia, comes from Mexico, Argentina, Jamaica as well. Mm. I mean, you look at the Caribbean, you see there's a lot of historical sort of things shared there.
What made you go down the electronic track rather than the instrumental, playing the instrument yourself?
Well, I think I didn't really have much choice, to be honest. I went to some pretty crappy schools and my parents aren't really musical, and I never really had the opportunity to learn an instrument. After we left Switzerland, as a little boy I was learning the accordion, but when we left to Tasmania, which is where my parents moved, we were in rural Tasmania, and there was just no music around me apart from radio. And
yes.
But it took me a few years of just collecting music. I think it was just inside me, and I was just initially collecting strange sounds, and you'd often end up looking further afield, you're not happy with what's just in your local sanity store or whatever you can get in rural Australia. You're looking for something really obscure, and that led me into other countries' musics, and myself, I speak a few languages, so that can help as well, obviously to understand it beyond just a cool sound.
How do you come up with the name Cumbia Cosmonauts, and how many of you are there?
There's two of us who produce most of the music. We do remixes as well, in an electronic way, although the other producer also plays several instruments, so he's a technician as well as an artist. And then Carlos, who plays accordion and Casio and percussion, he's probably involved in 30% of the construction of the songs as well. Cumbia Cosmonauts, the name, cumbia is obvious. Cosmonauts is because I was also quite obsessed with music from Central Asia and Russia and the whole Balkan beat scene. And
yeah, that's so big.
So I guess that Eastern sort of aesthetic in music, but then as well as the whole idea of the Soviet machine, which doesn't really exist anymore, but all of that history and the aesthetic of that sort of 70s, it's just the aesthetic of cosmonauts. It's something that's stuck in history. It's not going further because it's a finishing point.
But yes.
We're talking with DJ Saka Lemoy from Cumbia Cosmonauts tonight. And can you tell us something for the layman, that's me, of course, something about remixing and sampling, how you get it all together?
Okay. Well, maybe I just pick...
Well, let's listen to something, shall we?
I'd really love to put on a track called... that the Cumbia Cosmonauts have called Jungle Chicharrón. And this is, it's kind of a track that started off as a remix of a Peruvian chicha track, but it's ended up being more sampled because we've kept adding our own bits to it. So,
all right, let's have a listen to that. This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9.
Oigan, por ese rumbo que ustedes llevan, a 5 días de jornada de aquí, hay un río muy caudaloso en verano, pero seco en invierno. Más allá hay montañas tan altas como las nubes. El terreno es muy peligroso, hay que abrirse paso a machete. El terreno es muy peligroso. We'll be right back.
tall tales, because that means mighty few outsiders have ever set foot there.
So, Sekala Moi DJ, who we're talking to, that's one of the songs that you put together. So you said it started out as a sort of traditional chicha and then evolved into what
yeah,
we just
I mean,
heard.
If for the people out there who know their chicha, basically the guitar in there is from a song called Sonido Amazónico, which means the Amazon sound.
Right.
And that is the original, you know, from that song. The rest of it, you know, I put in some samples from a movie from, well, I don't want to say.
We don't want all your secrets.
So that track will be, so the beat is original, produced by Soup, and then I chose some of the samples, and then in that particular track, there is no accordion in there, no.
No, I don't think, I don't remember hearing
no
accordion.
But there are some tracks where you were asking just before we played that song, like, you know, how does sampling and everything work? It can work because you like a certain guitar riff, or it can be because you just like a little sound and you just use that, you know, like one sort of certain sound, then you just take that, put into a song where you will never recognize where it came from. Because as an electronic musician, you're playing with sounds, you don't need to have the instrument there.
But the listener spends the rest of the night and possibly the whole week trying to think, where do I know that
riff from? In this particular, if it's a whole riff, that's for sure, so it can be really catchy, because, you know, this song was a hit in the 70s in Peru, so if it worked back then, it's going to work again now. But, you know, in our case, for us, this song is, no one in Australia, unless you're maybe Peruvian or Latin American as well, will know this, so we're not really using the song, I don't think, because it's a famous song and it's going to get thousands of people to flock to our concerts. Just because we love the sound, you know. But I haven't yet heard anyone in Peru comment on it, or one day maybe, you know.
It could be your next big hit there.
Exactly.
Now, you'll be playing your sets in the foyer of the Hema Hall during the interval of the Sounds of Colombia event. That's the Cumbia Cosmonauts we'll be playing. What can we expect to hear?
A very upbeat dancing set. So if you think that, you know, it's an interval, I'm just going to go to the toilet or just have a little rest or something, it's not going to happen. Like, you're going to be captivated and wanting to dance. So that's what we do. We have some songs which are, you know, sort of more dubby and stuff, but there's always a certain groove which makes you move. Like, it's, I haven't seen people sitting still to more than half of a song when we start playing, so...
We have been to a few of those Mix It Up events at the Hema Hall. They're very good. They put on a good show there. There's free entertainment from early on in the afternoon. And I think if people even wanted to go in while you're playing in the interval.
That's right. They don't have to be
You don't have
the
to
show.
Pay for that, do they?
No.
Exactly. So if you really like, you know, what the Cumbia Cosmonauts are about, and you're not so into the whole other, or you've got to go somewhere later or something. Get there at 4 o'clock, hang around in the foyer.
Yeah, exactly.
Then come and check us out. That's what we're telling our friends too, if you don't want to come to the whole concert.
And what time approximately?
Or if you miss out on a ticket or whatever,
What time approximately will you be on?
We must be on, I guess, around 6:30.
Yeah.
Because we're playing, our set is going to be a half-hour set.
Half-hour set.
So, okay. And then Aterciopelados Balados play at 7, so I guess we start at 6:30.
Where else can we catch you around town?
The best way to keep in touch with us will be go to our MySpace, myspace.com/cumbiacosmonauts.
Okay.
So it's fairly simple to find. And I'm always putting up, you know, events on there. I also run a monthly event at a bar called Horse Bazaar called Cumbia Tech, which is not always... Sometimes Cumbia Cosmonauts play there, but... I'm more there as a DJ, and it's sort of become a cultural gathering point for electronic Latin American music and
visuals. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, so if some people who really approach us at the concerts and stuff, I can, you know, give them more information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks for coming in, Sekala Moi's DJ, or Moses, as your real name. Thanks for chatting with us on Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. And as I said, you can catch the Cumbia Cosmonauts at the Sounds of Colombia event at the Hema Hall, Sunday the 4th of October. They'll be playing in the foyer in the interval.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
you. Have a great gig.
This is a podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. on 94.9 FM or online at joy.org.au/listen-live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/globalsounds.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.